This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another section of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, pay attention, get involved, get engaged. That's how we beat them. That's how, no, not we did, we have. That's how we'll continue to beat them. Anyway, I am Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibbs going to join us after the first break. You know, I know you just hang out for him. Really do. It doesn't hurt my feelings. Really. I've got 15 other listeners that'll listen to me afterward. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. You know, the attacks have already started. We haven't even put all the names out of the potential, you know, choices for Supreme Court. And here's the deal. Bottom line with this, they just hate. It was a sham. It was just a big sham. Love Trump's hate is a sham. We take the high road, will they take the low road? It's a sham. There's one thing about fighting for yourself, fighting for the right. It's another thing when you don't mean pretty much anything you say. Seriously. I want you to really start doing your own homework to check this out. I am Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there. Lots happening. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. One of the first things. That popped on my screen all day long. This has been happening all day long. It's like, what is... I'm curious as to... Apparently the Supreme Court only does one thing, right? It deals with Roe versus Wade. That's it. And everybody's so concerned that they're going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Is that all they do? Is that all they got going on? Is that the most important thing next to immigration and ripping down the borders, according to the left? I mean, I really don't know. I haven't quite keyed in on what they're looking for. I don't think they do either. But we'll deal with some of that when Xander joins me. A new study shows that fossil fuels contribute to petro-masculinity. You think they make these up as they go? I mean, the terms and that kind of stuff. I think they do. Because there's no way I believe half of this stuff. Now, a feminist professor at Virginia Tech University, he's warning. Now, there is a common thread here. Every attack on masculinity, not every, 99.9% of the attacks, are usually done by a feminist teacher. Right? A feminist professor, a feminist teacher, whatever. This one happens to be at Virginia Tech. Now, she's warning that fossil fuels are contributing to the warped sense of masculine identity and authoritarianism. Come on, can you give me more letters in a word? Among men. Kara Daggert? Yeah, Daggert, who teaches class on politics and global security at Virginia Tech. She penned her criticisms on petro-masculinity in an essay called Petro-Masculinity, Fossil Fuels, and the Authoritarian Desire. Wow. And the most recent issue, oh, I didn't even know they had one of these. It's in the most recent issue of Millennium, Journal of International Studies. Now, written in response to the 2016 election, Daggett coins the term petro-masculinity to describe what she sees as a convergence of climate change. Wait a minute. Is this the right story? Petro-masculinity is a convergence of climate change and threatening fossil fuel system. So in other words, if you take our gas away from us, and it's going to change the climate change, and we're no longer men? I don't get it. She says it threatens the increasingly fragile Western hyper-masculinity. Like, these aren't real words. I can't wait till Xander comes on. God bless America. Petro, see, this is why you can't have printed dictionaries anymore. Really, you'd have to get updates every year. Well, actually, you'd probably have to get updates every quarter of an hour. Petro-masculinity, like fossil fuel systems, arguably has global dimensions. However, like other masculinities, petro-masculinity should be understood as a manifesting in multiple and locally specific ways. I think I may have to go back to school. I can't understand half of this stuff. Petro-masculinity approaches masculinity as a socially constructed identity that emerges within a gender in order that defines mass. This is so confusing. I think they do it that way on purpose to make guys like me and others feel really stupid. Because there you go. That's the reason right there. Producer Tammy said it's because you're masculine, so you can't understand any of it because you're part of it. God, sweet Jesus. I can't believe this stuff. So, God save. I'd say God save the Queen, but, you know, that really doesn't apply much to me. You know what I mean? Anyway, petro-masculinity. I mean, have any of you heard this term before? I mean, that old masculinity thing is getting a little old anyhow. You know, beating on masculinity on a regular basis. The loons are running the asylum. Right? I mean, they've just gone crazy. They hate the word masculinity. They hate the word men. And again, why is it? I'd like to do a background check on the 99% of those feminist professors that have a real problem with masculinity. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Xander Kemp joins us after the break. Get excited and come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of Nutramedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Shades of my high school days. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I love when this guy, and I know you do too, I love when this guy's on because, you know what, he helps get my blood pumping. And that's what we need because once I get my blood pumping, I'm good for another two or three more hours. Xander, how's that pizza?
It's very masculine, actually.
Why is it like? Is it? It must have like an oil base to it, right? Gasoline base to it.
You know, it's got a lot of spinach in it, and it makes me feel like Popeye.
Oh God! So you were listening to the first segment when I was so lost by that. They were, you know what? It's because I'm just so stupid, and they're so smart, and they're professors, and I don't get all the petro-masculine, global warming, fill up your tank kind of thing. I'm just lost.
Oh, it's petro-masculine, right.
That's the thing I was saying.
I thought you were saying hyper-masculine. But,
well, that's part of it. That's what I mean. They're all over the place.
But it's still all liberal BS in order to make you to think that global warming exists. I mean, if you get up in the morning and you go for a run, and after the run your socks smell, that's evidence of global warming, according to them. And it's just, I don't know, I want more coffee, please.
That's disgusting. Oh, God. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send your emails to him. I don't want to hear about smelly feet. This is not something I'm excited about by any stretch of the imagination. Anyhow, you know, I got to tell you something. When it comes to the stories that are coming down this week, look at the lady, I can't think of her name, the woman that tried to climb the Statue of Liberty on July 4th. And I just thought it was hilarious because what did she say? She was going high because Michelle Obama told her that, you know, when we go low, they go high. Does she realize she wasn't talking about, like, climbing Mount Everest? I mean, is she really that dull?
Yeah, she meant figuratively, not literally, didn't she? But let's face it, you know, on the 4th of July, I'm guessing there's, like, a skeleton staff of you know, first responders, you know, sure. Ambulance, fire people, et cetera, et cetera. And so to mess up their day, is just kind of, I don't know, I think it's a little selfish, to say the least. Oh, here's her name, and she's called Miss Stupid.
Well, look it. The thing that bothers me about this is again, she came out. First of all, she said she was trying to channel Michelle Obama. Last night, don't you have to be dead? I mean, I don't get that whole thing, but aren't you supposed to be dead? You channel somebody who's dead, right? Or is she dead? Did you notice? I don't get it.
I would guess, you know, from that perspective, yeah, it's like, let's join hands and contact the living. I mean, isn't that the Democratic Party's new motto?
is that how they get them to the conventions and stuff? They do a little seance and it brings them all along?
Yeah, exactly. They resurrect Hillary every so often and, you know, pump her full of steroids and make sure they kick her hip back into place and get her to stand and talk smack about the president for 20 minutes.
Yes, this stuff is crazy. It just doesn't stop, does it? I mean, they can't let this go. And it's all about the nasties that we're doing. They don't look at themselves, do they?
No, and I think that, you know, we predict, well, I mean, I personally thought, you know, a long time ago that Donald Trump's record would kind of supersede all of this negative commentary about him, but I'm not so sure. You know, he could save 1,000 lives, you know, in 1 second. You know, look at his son. His son, Eric, saved a woman who was ill in traffic in New York City last week. And you know, how many tabloids was that, you know, front page of? Not one.
No. Because they can't give him any place. Nothing they can do. You know, it's funny. Somebody beat up was, you know, just did a whole list of things that he's done wrong. And the funny thing about it was all about, like, the Stormy Daniels of the world. I'm going, okay, really, we're going to go down this road again? Yeah, he's a terrible man. Unemployment's virtually zero. Unemployment rate for blacks and Hispanics is virtually at the lowest rate. Not virtually. It really is at the lowest rate since they've been tracking it, right? GDP has been well over 3%, as he said it was going to be. I went through the whole list of stuff. I said, he is a mean and nasty guy and bad for the country.
Totally.
We need to get rid of him because apparently I don't know what's bad and what's good, you know?
I mean, the point for me where it was clear that Donald Trump needed to be impeached was having two scoops of ice cream. I mean, how wicked is this man?
God bless it. Hey, you've been following this walk away movement.
Well, I have. I think I was the founder member, really, wasn't I?
Yeah, well, that's why I was going to bring it up. I was going to say, you know, you were one of the first, and some of you with a lot of guts came out and said, look, I've left that party because, and you weren't mad or nasty or mean or trying to, you know, it was that you had true. So as I'm going down and reading these things, I'm saying, look, if real Dems start reading these, they're going to say, this applies to me too. Because they're not being mean, are they? They're not being nasty. They're just being very factual.
No. But I think that really the spell has to be broken. And I know a lot of people joke about Democrats being, you know, indoctrinated and brainwashed You know, let's not forget, I went to the Dr. Gina Loudon School of unindoctrination. The deprogramming center she set up in San Diego. And I'm joking, of course, but really, you have to want to see the truth in order to be able to start to see things differently. I mean, that's what started me, doing the radio show, because, I would hear things that I was hearing from the Dems. You know, for 20 years, I was told that the Dems hated me because I was, the Republicans hated me because I was gay. I would never find a Republican that was willing to sit down and discuss things with me. And then Gina Loudon came along, and then I obviously met this whole group of people who were, willing to dialogue and all of these things. So, I mean, that alone broke down the stereotype of how Republicans really are,
Oh, you ran into actual Republicans who weren't sticking their finger in your face and wanted to talk with you, wanted to discuss through issues so they could not only understand you, but hopefully impart what they believed to be was truth to you without shoving it down your throat, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there are some Dems out there that are kind of like, as there are some Republicans out there that are just as bad as the Democrats. And see this, being a Republican or being a conservative as a closed club. And it took me a long time to establish a level of trust in this community. Sure. You know that? It really did.
Sure. I don't blame you. You get bit so many times before you start going, no, wait a minute. I went down that road before. I'm not doing that until I have proof. But you have to admit, some of the stuff that I'm reading on that walk away, there's that stupid music again.
Anyway, just walk away from the break, Joe.
We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes with our guest, Xander Gibbs. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The big announcement coming Monday, who will President Trump pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court now that Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring at the end of the month? Here's the president in his pre-recorded weekly media address.
In choosing a new justice, I will select someone with impeccable credentials, great intellect, unbiased judgment, and deep reverence for the laws and Constitution of the United States.
President Trump, who is spending the weekend again at his property in in Bedminster, New Jersey, says he is close to a decision.
My greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
And the president clear on the reach the judges have.
Judges are not supposed to rewrite the law, reinvent the Constitution, or substitute their own opinions for the will of the people expressed through their laws.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back on our way to heaven. That's what the song is. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, when you call, if you call, when you call, could you please stay on topic? When you call, sometimes I see the callers in there, and I don't know what planet they're calling from, or even if they're listening to the show and what they want. I know I always say I'll take on any issue, but not when I have a guest on that's actually talking about something, kind of. Keep up if you can, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me, again, on the air, in the chat room. You can follow us along. You can ask questions, that kind of thing. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight.
The pleasure is all yours, sir.
God, you know, be careful, because I will send a classic British cheese pizza to your home.
Oh, gosh. Please don't. That's purgatory. Wow. In fact, that's what they call a pizza at the local place. It's called purgatory pizza. It's like cardboard with tomato ketchup
and plastic.
And a little bit of dried
plastic.
Cheese.
I'm telling you, white
lucky.
Plastic. That's all you get. God, no kidding. Hey, you're just a king at this. You should write a book on how to get banned from Twitter in 3.5 seconds or less, right?
I mean, yeah.
It'd be a major seller, I'm sure. What gives?
Well, I was banned this week from Twitter for 12 hours. Wait for it, for a typo. Now, anybody that's a bot on there, you know, you can spot a mile away and they've got like 12 followers. And so I refer to them, if their name is Frank, I call them Frank Bot. So this woman happens to be called Diane, so I called her a Die Bot. So I was using voice-activated software, and, you know, because obviously, you know, Siri is not as good at writing as I am. It spelled it D-I-E. And so they suspended me for that, saying that I was trying to encourage harm towards another Twitter user. And I'm like, please, this is just so darn ridiculous. You know, if I wanted to encourage, you know, harm on another Twitter user, I would tell them to go become a Democrat.
Well, you know, again, it's still left up to them now. It's still up to them to decide what's hate speech, what isn't, and that kind of, that scares the crud out of me, because we, guys like you and I, there's no way to defend ourselves.
No.
Once they decide we're done, we're done.
Yeah. I mean, I had another account with 30,000 followers, and I lost that, and I will never get that back, and I worked very hard to get that, you know, to that number. And the other thing that really concerns me is that if that had been a Democrat that had done that, you know, the algorithm is only to set to catch out to conservatives, not set to catch out Democrats, Republicans. See, I'm getting my Republicans and my Democrats mixed up now this week.
Yeah, that's not cool. All right? We don't look the same.
It's Freudian.
We don't talk the same. Do you know what I'm saying?
We don't talk like that.
We don't talk like that. That's right.
Places.
I know. Anyhow. Did you see that meme I sent you? The one,
no.
It said, had a picture of the British flag and it said, Happy Traitor Day or something like that on it. And then the bottom had George Washington and it said, it's only Traitor Day if you lose.
No, anyway. I didn't get that.
I thought that one was great, anyhow. I got
lots of things that you sent to me and I sit scratching my head and wonder why people put these things out there.
Why send them to you? Because I'm looking for explanation. I'm not as hip as you are, you know, about things.
I never said why you send them to me. I said why people make them.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
It's time for his medication, Tammy.
It's going to hit me again, that's all. Hey, so here's the deal. I love this. Amy Coney Barrett, she is, doing the... She's being put up as the as one of the Supreme Court nominees. Now, she got beat up last time when she was put up for an appellate court. You would think that she is the left's poster child for a woman. She is a smart, intelligent woman raising 7 kids, has a career as a judge, a federal judge, right? Very successful, has a wonderful marriage. You would think they would love her.
On your television, saying? By the sounds of it.
What's that?
Children.
Yeah, no. The show. The judge and her kids. Anyway, but you do all this, and they hate her. You know why they hate her? Because she's Catholic. And she has religious foundations. And you can't have the... You can... Everything else that she stands for, other than being a conservative Catholic, everything else is what they fight for. Isn't it interesting? They don't come fighting for women when they don't exactly fit the mold of what they want.
Well, they're exactly the same with every minority group that they support. Not that I suppose Catholics are really a minority, but they support the gays, but they only support the gays that fall into certain categories. And to me, if your support for minority groups is only for certain members of that minority group, truly that is discrimination in itself, isn't it?
Well, I would think. Yeah, but they don't use the same dictionary we do. You know that. You were part of that clan.
Don't remind me.
Well, you know, a mutual friend of ours, Anne Marie Morrell from Politichicks, she was at an event one night. She was telling me how when she was a Democrat, she was a diehard Democrat. She was out there pulling for the team, and she said they told her when she ran out of facts or she couldn't win the argument, just start yelling at them, just start calling them names, because the conservatives don't know how to handle that. Otherwise, they never got to me, so I do know how to handle it. But they come up to the end of the argument, the end of their facts, they're done, right?
Yeah, it's either that or they call you a racist or a homophobe. But the interesting thing is when you offer facts, even when you offer proof to them, a couple weeks ago, there was a guy on social media that was talking about the fact that FLOTUS had had a career before she met the Donald, and, some of the pictures of her were kind of risque. So I pulled out the pics of Obama's mom doing exactly the same thing. But I'd photoshopped them. I'd clearly taken pictures that were from the 50s or the 60s, and I'd taken the time to photoshop them so perfectly, and that they were in books and magazines from the time. So I'd gone back in time as well, Joe, to put these into magazines. But you cannot offer facts to Democrats because they're.
Well, no,
they're stupid.
Because they're right, and here's my irritation. You and I have called out our own side for things that they do wrong, have we not? I mean, we have called out Donald Trump. We have called out any one of them that decides to be stupid. We have no problem calling them out. However, it seems like the left, their people never, ever, ever do anything wrong, do they?
No. I mean, you would think, wouldn't you? Let's look at, all of the evidence against Hillary with regards to the things that we can categorically prove she's done. I mean, even the email server alone, and you know, the bleach bit, you know, to get rid of all the evidence, because obviously, you know, you only get rid of stuff if you know that it's gonna, you know, kind of aid any kind of prosecution towards you. I mean, even that alone, you know, if we could, you know, if there were any proof like that with regards to Donald Trump, we would have to stand back and say something. But let's face it, you know, that does not happen with the left.
What are they afraid? See, here's the thing for me. What in God's creation are they afraid of, right? If they've got a good product, put it out there and let us know about it. You get more credibility when you start calling out your own, when you start talking, you know, about what your own is doing and that kind of stuff, you gain credibility, do you not?
Yeah, I think you do. But I don't think that they're built that way because there is just, I don't know, I mean, when I was a Democrat myself, I used to get mad when people used to say, you know, liberalism is a mental disorder. You know, I never considered myself to be a liberal, but heck, you know, liberalism is clearly a mental disorder. But the biggest issue about all of this for me is that there is no growth with the left. There's no mental growth, and there's no kind of meeting of minds. And, you know, it was always the motto of my show, you know, that America was going to become great again by left and white, right working together. But that's clearly not going to happen, is it?
No, they don't want to work. But look at before, you know, right after Kennedy resigned and before he even picked anybody, right away the left came out and started pounding on that they weren't going to approve anybody Trump wanted, you know, because everybody he wanted was going to be too conservative. And you're saying to myself, you take people like what Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who came in, she was not appreciated, she was not liked by the right. But what did she get? She got nominated like 96-4 or something ridiculous like that. So it's a joke. And you know what? It's not a joke. We're going to go make some money. We're going to go for a commercial. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Dana Gibb will still be with us. I promise you, when we come back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You tiny brained whippers of other people's bottoms.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him back on. I always enjoy when, and I know you guys do, too, because you're always asking me if he's going to be on Friday. And Xander, thanks for being with me. Thanks for joining us, as you always do.
Thanks for having me, Joe, all the way across the pond.
Yeah, the pond. You know, when you finally come back here, if you ever finally make it to California, you know, we're going to have to stop and get some real food. Because I know being subjected to, you know.
This British stuff.
When I do some hits on another network, right, a lot of the guys there are from England, and the women too. And what was a recent wedding, the big to-do there in England, and
Meghan Markle,
yeah,
and Prince Harry.
But it was a scene out of Monty Python, because they're all sitting in the green room, and you know, keeping up with a whole bunch of Brits that are making fun of the Queen. They're making fun of English food, and they're making fun of the weather, right? And I was howling. I mean, I was actually at CNN howling. Go figure that one out. But
Wait, so were they, you said it was like something out of Monty Python, where they're singing Always Look on the Bright Side of Life?
No, not at CNN. That would have happened, their jaws would have fell off. But they were making fun of how bad the food was. Why would anybody even go there for an event like this? They should have got married somewhere else, like Italy, and then come back. It was just hilarious. It was just hilarious, you know. And then they said, I guess the city they chose to have the wedding at, those people weren't very keen on the, as they call them, the royals. It was just funny. It's just funny to hear them talk about their own home area. That's all.
The interesting, they're absolutely right about the food, and I have to be careful what I say because I'll never get served food in this town again. But a lot of it was that they didn't like Meghan Markle because she was very outspoken. I mean, there are a lot of people that here that are anti-Trump, and she's one of them. And I saw something. I had a fight with a guy online today who was saying he's trying to get the rights from the British government to float this this weather balloon that's shaped like Donald Trump for when he comes over. And I was like, dude, don't worry. There'll be enough of us around to shoot it down if you get the permission.
Well,
it's scary. I've actually dubbed myself, you know, Donald Trump's unofficial British envoy. So, you know, that's where it's going for me.
I heard that Nigel Farage, and I don't know how true it is, because we're hearing it across here, but Nigel Farage has been kind of banned from hanging out with him or being with him or what have you. Can the government actually do that there?
No, I don't think they can, but they do. They snub people, and they kind of, I don't know, there's a lot of political snobbery, which is concerning. I mean, you know, the way that things are going over here, I think we're going to have a new prime minister very soon.
Oh, yeah. Nobody seems really to like Theresa May. Nobody seems
to
feel
like
she's
good. No, even her husband doesn't even like her. She's like the British version of Hillary Clinton.
Wow. Well, how did she get the job?
Well, by default, like in England, the party that gets the most votes wins, but there was a tie between two parties. So she ran to the Queen and said, "Oh, Mom, I will take this on and I will lead the government for you." And the Queen accepted it and gave her the job. So wow. She wasn't voted into office. You know, she was sidestepped in, and it's been the biggest mistake ever. And not because she's a woman, and not because she's a conservative. Well, not by our standards of conservatism, but she's just very bad at her job.
Oh, God.
That's me getting kicked out of the country. I'll be back next week, Joe.
Yeah. I can see that now. That's right. We'll have pictures from Xander at the airport tomorrow on getting on the plane.
Yeah, Xander.
Yeah, with two of the immigration agents standing on each side of him, right?
Yeah.
There you go. So, listen, let's talk about a guy that you and I both love to make fun of, right? Mayor de Blasio. I mean,
yeah.
Really.
De Blasio.
This guy's a real... Yeah, but you know something? Forgive me, the New York listeners, I am sorry, but here's the deal. You keep voting him in. And don't tell me, well, I didn't vote for the man, I didn't even go vote. Well, then you voted him in. How do you bring him back after all the damage he did to that city? You know, all the hurt he has on that city. And you bring him back in. Then Mr. Righteous is now, reportedly, he used a $3 million counterterrorism government plane. It's not like he used a plane that was sitting around on the tarmac that, you know, that New York has that he was able to use. This was a counterterrorism plane. I'm sure it had all kinds of wonderful stuff on there that we wanted our Canadian brothers to know about, right?
So, where did he fly Linda Sarsour to this time?
I knew that was coming. I didn't know that name, but I knew that was coming. So listen, he went to Quebec and then back to New York again, and no big deal, right? I mean, we can use government. He can use government. He was not on official business, by the way. He was on vacation, just so we're clear. What do you think would happen if you tried to use his jet?
I'd probably be arrested before I could even get close to it. You know, they'd be like, "Sir, we're the Secret Service. Let's take you away for some coffee and a good frisk down."
So you've got President Trump is heading over there. And tell me what the news is saying about him. Tell me what people, what kind of things are being done over there, advance of his arrival.
Well, they're planning protests, but there's a welcome march planned. But the local, you have to have permission for these things. Yeah, there are a lot of people who are really supportive of Donald Trump here. You know, and these are mainly the ones that are not stupid enough to take the media's interpretation of Donald Trump. But they even turned that down. But they said, this is not a protest, so we don't need permission. We're going to march anyway to welcome Donald Trump. You see, if they're going to allow kind of anti-Trump demonstrations, they can't let them not have supportive demonstrations, to, you know, marches to support Donald Trump, surely.
You say they can't. That doesn't mean they won't, though. I mean, seriously, in all seriousness.
No, it doesn't, but it seems kind of hypocritical to me. And here's the thing. The United Kingdom has more to lose from a breakdown in relationship with America than America has to lose. And even just for trade negotiations and for business, Auntie May, as they're calling her now, needs to keep the Donald sweet. And she better keep him sweet because, I think it's perfectly acceptable. All of this with Canada. Why should he not protect us? If they are not going to, in the UK, play ball, they should take it all away from them.
Okay. I'm with you on that. I know it makes for lousy radio, but I'm with you. Look at when you look at everything coming after Donald Trump, and I'm talking about from his own party, I hope they replace a bunch of these Republican spineless people. I have to keep it clean. I don't like keeping it clean, but I have to keep it clean. Anyway, I mean, the spineless support, if you would, or lack of support that he has from Republicans, I'm just amazed at. But look at now that he's out rallying, now that Trump is out on the stump for a lot of these guys, the Dems are worried, and the numbers are fluctuating, and it looks like what the Dems thought was going to be this big blue wave may be a ripple in a pond, don't you think?
Blue rinse, wasn't it, I heard.
Blue rinse.
the thing is, the funny thing is about that, Kirsten Gillibrand, she's a senator for New York. She said last week that, not only are the Democrats going to take the Senate back, but they're also going to take, the House back. And I was like, is this her Farmville account she's talking about again? Because there's no way that they're even going to get a sniff at either.
No. No, look at they still have nothing. That's number one. They still have nothing to sell. The only thing they want to talk about is how we're ripping kids away. And look, what is it? Still, a majority of Americans want stronger borders. I mean, even in the polls over the last few days, majority of Americans still want stronger borders. They still want the wall. They still want us to take care of Americans first. How are they going to do that? How are the Democrats going to do anything if they're going against what the American people do? And they do it on a regular basis. Now it's just expected.
Well, I think that's clearly the point. Democrats actually care more about non-Americans than they do Americans. They want MS-13 over American citizens. And to me, it's kind of a scary option that a party that wants to supposedly lead us are more interested in people who are not from our country than people that are.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Well, you look at. If you want to see what the Dems would do if they got total control, I mean, you just look at what's going on in New York City. You look what's going on in San Francisco. You'll see exactly how they would rule, because they would rule. I mean, they wouldn't legislate. They would just simply rule. Okay, last but not least, did you hear about the Yale group that was doing a hunger strike, if you would, I don't know if you heard this, but they're doing a hunger strike, but when they got hungry, they could eat. I don't understand.
Yeah, but what is a hunger strike? Can you elaborate on that?
Well, in other words, they were going to go without eating. No, wait a minute. They were going to go in without eating, right? And then when they got hungry, they could go grab something to eat because, got curbed the hunger. Maybe that's what they thought it meant. They thought it meant
how is that a hunger strike?
What? Frightening.
How is that a hunger? I thought,
it's not a hunger strike.
I'm a fat guy. I can't. If I don't eat for 1 hour, that's a hunger strike.
Tell people where to find you.
DanderGive.com. And next week I'll be back. So be careful.
Oh, good. Back here or back on the air?
Yeah.
Back on the air.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Yeah, don't tempt fate, Joe.
Yeah. Oh. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Xander Gibb. Always a pleasure to have him with me. A lot coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Seriously. Heat up the coffee. Come on back.